I'm Curtis Washington Jr., and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, you up next. Keep the wins so hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat, don't settle for less. They put you through that test, your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Chill.
SLT Nation! What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, KT and I, we are combing all over this country. We are finding rising stars, future phenoms, all Americans in our country and our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a curtain call. That's right. We're going to call them back out to the stage. One of the underdogs, somebody who came out of the mud and started from the bottom. Now they here. That's right. Let's make some noise for the recently drafted to the MLB, the Seattle Mariners, in the 19th round, the 6'2", 180-pound, blistering fast, super speedy, charismatic, dopest baseball player we've had on this show. We're coming out of West Memphis, Arkansas. Let's make some noise for Swaggy C. Curtis Washington Jr.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Swaggy? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. How we doing?
Bro, you know what? I'm going to be the first to say I'm not a huge baseball fan. Well, let me take that back. I love baseball. Watching a full 3.5 hour game is rough. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them type of people that when I found out the 7-inning start, I turned the game on in so I can see the drama and all of that stuff, man. But dog, going through your history and learning about you has been a treat, and we're gonna show y'all all about it today. This is gonna be a special one, ladies and gentlemen. If this is your first time checking this out and rocking with the Sports Life Talk crew, I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. Well, put your L's up, Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling good, B. Jones, man. You know, I used to watch baseball all the time, man, and I'm just so happy. I know he's with the Seattle Mariners, but the Texas Rangers finally got the one, man. But this is Curtis' show, so no more mention of Texas Rangers. I'm feeling great, B. Jones. Let's go, man. Let's turn it up.
Well, if he's a Mariner, though, we can mention the Griffies. We can mention the Griffies. And
yeah, we can, but B. Jones, it's about the Rangers just in. But yeah, let's keep going.
All right, y'all. Well, let's get this party started. Curtis, we start off every show in the year of the Mamba 2024 with a game we call the Moment of Truth. And the rules are super simple, Curtis. This is our version of two truths and a lie. You're about to give us three facts about yourself. This is the deal. One of those facts, ladies and gentlemen, won't be true. KT and I will have exactly 60 seconds to work together as a team and try to figure out, guess which one of these is not the truth. All right, Curtis, give us your three facts, man.
Okay, I got something for you. Okay, let's see. I started, the first sport I ever played was soccer. Let's see, I'm in love with dogs. I love dogs. I love being around them all the time. And I'm a sneakerhead.
Ooh. I love sneakers. Kevin, I all three of those are so dope. So you sure one of those are not the truth?
Yeah, one of them is definitely a lie.
All right, KT. So I saw a picture with him He did a video. It's a dope little video. Y'all go follow him on C. Washington Jr. On IG. There was a video with him, and he was showing off his gloves and his bat, and he was just wearing some Air Force Ones. Now, to me, anybody who wear the white Air Force Ones, you just like good sneakers. You're not a sneakerhead per se, right? Because see, people who wear Air Force Ones, they not trying to let the sneakers do the talking. They about like, look at me, not my sneakers. These are just a part of my outfit. I'm the highlight. See me, I gotta put on. I ain't swaggy like Cecil. I gotta put on some dope shoes so everybody can peep them. But Kevin, what you think, man? Dogs. I mean, West Memphis, they probably fight dogs out there. So I don't know, man.
You ain't lying.
They doing this. So I don't know, KT. He might be a dog, man.
You gonna have to fight.
B. Jones, I think he's a sneakerhead.
You do? You want to go with sneakerhead?
I really think he's a sneakerhead. I don't know if he loves dogs. He's, you know what I'm saying? He may like dogs, but does he love them?
But his speed, his agility. This dude did a Superman catch. You don't do that unless you've been playing sports all your life. So I know he came up playing soccer. That right there makes sense to me.
I think the soccer. So I think he is.
What do they
play soccer?
Memphis, no, do they have a you?
What did you say?
Dude, we went over 60 seconds. Make the call, KT.
I don't think he. I think he likes dogs. I don't think he loves them.
All right. So the lie we're gonna go with is that you are not an avid dog fan.
That's true. That's correct. I am not.
I'm not a dog fan. We got it correct.
I will say this. I grew up allergic to dogs, and that's where I started to be afraid of them. But now we're starting to get a little bit into liking them, but I don't love them. The big dog, no. Mm-mm.
Kevin, my dog. Way to pull that one out, KT.
There you go.
Yeah, because I was about to say, man, that's a rough one. You know what? You can't travel with no dog anyway. And a dog lover will figure out a way. I ain't seen a picture with a dog. Good work, KT. All right, y'all. Let's get this thing started. Let's get the ride cranking up. Let's get the engines roaring. And before we get this thing started, Curtis, we need you to take your right hand. We need everybody out there from Modesto, Seattle, West Arkansas. It don't matter where you at. We need you to take your right hand. Reach over your left shoulder. We need you to grab that strap. We need you to pull it down and buckle up. Click, clack, let's go. It is time to pay the bills. It is time for the Sports Life Talk Trinity. This is your point. This is your moment to become an all-star on this show. That's right. You can help the crew at Sports Life Talk and amazing athletes like we have below us to spread the word by growing this platform. That's right. You only have to do three things, and those three things won't cost you a penny. Number one, we need you to smash that subscribe button. Kevin and I commit to being one of the hardest working podcasts. I don't think we're going to get outworked. I'm just going to tell you that right now. We're going to do over 180 shows in this year alone. Number two, we need you to smash that like button as many times as Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk will allow you to smash. You understand me? We need you to come off the top rope like Randy Macho Man Savage and help this show bubble all the way up to the top. And number three, last but not least, we need you to share this with all your people. That's right. Look through your phone right now, and there's somebody out there that need to hear this word, and you are single-handedly responsible for spreading the gospel. That's right. Those three things is all we need. Curtis, Speedy, are they going to rock with us, man? Is Modesto Nuts going to hold us down? The Seattle Mariners organization going to show us some love?
They going to show y'all some love, dog. Come on now. We got
all you. Right. Let's do it like we true to it. Make some noise for your boys on the count of three. One, two, three. Stand on it, fam. We appreciate all of y'all. If you did any of those three, we want to call you family. We personally think the world of you. You are a rock star in our opinion, a superhero to us. KT and I, we love superheroes, but you know what? We don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family around Sports Life Talk. So if you did any of those three things, you are family to us. Ken Folk, welcome to the show. Curtis, what's your favorite emoji right now you're using when you texting all your people?
My favorite emoji. I like to use emojis. I'm always using emojis. But I'll say my favorite one would be one of the star emojis, like the star itself or the student star.
All right, well, let's do the star. Hey, if you did any of those three things, drop that star emoji so KT and I could just tap on you, love on you, and tell you two words. What we gonna tell them, KT?
Thank you.
That's right. Just that simple. All right, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Sports Life Talk Talk Initiation. We're about to learn a lot about Curtis, and we're going to find out what makes this young man tick on and off the field. Curtis, are you ready?
Man, let's do it.
All right, let's go, KT.
All right, Curtis, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Oh, top five music artists. Okay. But number one, we're going Glock, Key Glock out of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, the next four won't be in order. So it'll be Key Glock, Young Dolph, Moneybagg Yo, Lil Baby, YTB Fat.
That boy went hard as concrete. That list right now. Hey, that list, that was fire, KT. What's up? What you giving them, man?
They don't miss anything.
I'm not giving them. I know they don't miss. That's why I'm not going to give anything.
I got time today. And I'm catching them.
Hey, B. Jones, going against his top five will probably get you a jump. So what we like to do, Curtis, we like to rank everybody's top five and the highest you can get is five. But like I said, your list, we starting at 10, and I'm going to go up. So, B. Jones, man, let's give them 18 for that top five. Let's give them 18.
I'm going to tell you something, though. I couldn't give you 19 because you didn't say any 8-ball in MJG. How can you be from the Memphis area and not give us no 8-ball in MJG, man? Come on. Hey,
you told me to give you my five.
I know.
But he's a good one, too, now. He's a good one.
That got you 20 right there. You just said them. Hey.
Yeah, we got me 20. I know next time.
All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
My favorite superhero, Spider-Man. Spider-Man because he really doesn't need all the extra gadgets. He doesn't need, you know what I'm saying, all he got, you know, the web. Like, he can do... fly throughout the city, just using webs, swinging through the city. He can fight anybody. I feel like whoever comes across him that he needs to go save the day to defeat, he will get the job done. Spider-Man just cool to me. I've always loved him since I was little. I would have to go Spider-Man.
Are you more Peter Parker or Miles Morales?
I have to go with Peter Parker, though, the OG.
Yeah, you just told him yourself too, because you know Peter Parker is the one that starts all the trouble.
Exactly.
He got to go clean up all the mess.
He clean it up though. He get the job done though. But
yeah, yes, but he started a lot of stuff too. All right, so since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
Ooh, my theme music. It would have to be the song 300 Violin Orchestra.
No, I ain't never heard of that one.
You definitely heard it, but you probably just didn't know the name. It's like, it goes like, it's just literally the
is that from the movie 300?
No, it's not from the movie 300, but it's literally like a violin orchestra that's just playing music. No words, it's just music.
Now, Kevin, like we don't get to ask this a lot, but is that what you walk out to? Is that your walkout music?
No, that ain't my walkout music. I'm just thinking like, prime time movie scene, like the trailer. That's the song that I want playing for my movie. Yes, sir.
All right, so what is something that baseball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the field?
Baseball has taught me to take everything slow, not just in the game of baseball, but in the game of life. Really just control what I can control. Don't worry about the outcome of anything and just focus on the process. The process is what's going to build the confidence. It's what's going to build hope, and knowing that you can be able to do it, you have the potential to be whatever you can be. If you put your mind to it, put the work in. It's not going to happen if you're just sitting down, procrastinating, not worried about anything, and you just, I'm going to do it, put it to the side. No, you got to put the work in and just trust the process. That's something that baseball has really taught me.
All right, so this is a running debate on our show. I want to be a singer. B. Jones wants to be a dancer. So we need for you to break the tie for this episode. Would you rather be a singer or would you rather be a dancer?
Dancer. I'm a dancer. I'm not going to lie. I'm a dancer.
That's my dog. That's what I'm talking about, Swaggy C.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? Yeah, we gonna bust a move every time.
Every time, man.
We don't have. Hold on. Let me ask you this. So if you were to do something that is worth accomplishing, you gonna sing or you gonna dance?
Oh, so he's saying if somebody call you right now and say ESPN, they want to pay us $250,000 to syndicate our show, well, you gonna start singing or you gonna start dancing?
Exactly.
I'm not letting y'all change the initiation and ask me that question. The whole point is I can't sing for real. I can actually dance a little bit, so I would rather be the singer.
Curtis, that's my guy, Curtis. Hey, Curtis just spit that facts, man. You kept it 100.
He just chose you. That's all it was. All right, Curtis. So this is probably the most important question I'm going to ask you during this initiation, okay?
Okay.
B. Jones and I, we love to travel, and we travel. We got to eat. So before one of your games, what's that one food spot that you're going to recommend? And what's going to be your go-to meal there?
Now, where is the location? Is it in Modesto?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Let's do Modesto for right now.
Okay, so I don't know the name of it, but it's this one Mexican restaurant that I would definitely tell y'all to go to. Now, I can't remember the name of it, and that's on me. But that's the one that I would
choose. What you going to get when we go there, though?
The quesadillas. That's me. That's my food. But I went with all of my teammates, and they got. I'm a picky eater, so I really don't eat too much like that. Nothing special. I like to keep it basic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my teammates, their reviews and their feedback on the food from that restaurant was really top tier. So I feel like that would be the place I'll send y'all. We can go out, man, for real.
He sound like me, B, because you know I'm basic.
Yeah,
I'm nachos everywhere.
Exactly.
That boy is as vanilla as it can come, man.
You can't mess nachos up. You can mess up enchiladas. You can mess up a quesadilla.
Hey, man. Curtis, he don't even get salt on his fries, man. Word. Hey, he seasoned his own fries.
Yeah, but it's another reason behind that. First of all, salt, you know, health-wise, but my fries are always fresh.
Yeah. The fries super fresh. I started doing it myself. And I love the salt, but I salted myself.
You get your own salt and put it on the fries. Yeah. See, that's free game for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, true. So if you hit that subscribe button or thinking about doing so, please do. Leave us your top five music artists, your theme song, and your favorite superhero in the comments. And finally, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com, to learn more about us and the other You Got Next family members. Now allow me to turn it over to B as we learn more about our newest family member, Mr. Curtis Washington Jr. They even sound like a singer, B. Jones. But go ahead and take it away, bro. Go ahead.
Curtis, with a name like Curtis Washington Jr., you can do a lot of that. A lawyer, you know what I'm saying? A politician, hey, a tax accountant. I mean, you can do anything you want to, man. You junior. But, man, this is a crazy story, and I'm super excited about that. So thank you for coming on the show. But I got to acknowledge somebody turned you on to us, right? Because we got linked up. The Lexus Nexus. I can't remember who the Nexus athlete. Please forgive me, KT. I can't think of the name of the organization that linked us all together. You want to give them a shout out? The Athletes Nexus. Thank you. They probably gonna send me a bad email about butchering. I'm sorry, y'all. We know we love y'all. We know.
The
Athletes Nexus showed us some love and hooked us up. So we appreciate y'all a ton for making it happen. Because I promise you, this is gonna be a blessing today. Curtis Washington Jr., welcome to the show. It is your moment, man. We're about to tell them how you became an underdog to a professional baseball player. Let's take them back to the beginning, my guy. Before you was collecting dogs and and playing soccer. Let's take them back to the beginning, man. When did you start playing baseball, and when did you fall in love with the game?
Okay, I started playing baseball at the age of 5. I started off the tee. I was hitting off the tee, playing t-ball. I actually fell in love with the game once I started playing travel ball. Started getting to traveling more, going to different states. Like, I started realizing, like, the game of baseball would be able to take me to places like New York, Florida, South Carolina. And so I was just, man, we're going to keep doing this. I love baseball. We're going to keep with it. We're going to keep putting in the work.
Well, just real quickly, I'm going to tell you something. Why I respect baseball players at a whole different level, because I too played baseball when I was younger. You know, I'm from a predominantly African-American community, so all of the kids would get together. We go to the park. We play baseball. But we had this thing down in Shreveport called the Dixie League, Curtis, okay? So when you play with the SPA, which was the Parks and Recreation League, it was like all of us. It was the folk. We all went to middle school with each other. We knew the people at the other middle school. But when you play in the Dixie League, it's like the AAU of baseball. So we playing against kids from all over the area, and I'm gonna tell you something, these white boys was throwing straight smoke. We in the sixth or seventh grade, and these boys throwing that ball 70, 80 miles per hour already. And when the first time that ball came down there at 80 miles per hour, I was like, this ain't for me. You gotta be built different. You gotta be built different to have somebody throw 100 mile per hour fastball at your face. Boy. And you swing at it with a high level of energy and confidence, man. So you start playing baseball. Did the game come natural to you?
To be honest, yes. I'm not gonna lie to you. It kind of did. But I mean, of course, we had to work for it. We had to put the work in. The progress did not happen unless I can continue to play. Like for me, with baseball, I learned more by just playing and watching the game.
So I'm glad you said watching the game. Who are some of the people that you watching? Are you like looking at a Mookie Betts? I mean, who are you looking at? Ron Acuna? I mean, who are some of the players that? Because I saw a player that I thought that you reminded me of. He played for the Marlins, and I can't think of his name right now. But he's
Chisholm Jr.
Chisholm, hey dude, when I tell you play just like Chisholm to me, I was like, dang, you can put the highlights up against each other. But who do you say? Who do you try to emulate? Who is somebody that you look up to and you watching their YouTube videos on repeat?
Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts. In the game today, Mookie Betts is somebody that I really want or study the game of, because the way he carries himself on and off the field, his work ethic, the way he is a great teammate, a leader. That's who I want to model my game after. Especially going through the minor leagues, because that's where I feel like the mindset of the game will help me out a lot.
And Mookie got paid too. Mookie got that cookie. You know what I'm saying? He got that bread. Now you play in the outfield, which you such a natural athlete. The outfield just seemed like that would be the place for you. But have you ever tinkered around with pitching? Maybe some second, third base? Because I think you would be a nasty shortstop too with your length and your speed.
Oh yeah, so growing up, I played everywhere. I started off in the infield playing like shortstop, third base, second base. And then once I got to high school, that's when my transition to the outfield kind of went into play. And ever since then, I stopped playing shortstop in high school. My senior year was my last year. Once I got to college, it's been nothing but outfield.
Now, when you play in the outfield, how do you judge that ball? It's because the sun is out. I mean, and then you got the warning track. Kevin over there shaking his head because he's like, I see too many of y'all running to that outfield wall holding y'all stomach. how do you judge that ball and make them plays like that?
It's all rhythm, being ready, and knowing your surroundings. You got to be able to cover the ground. You got to know if you run a certain amount of distance or yards this way, in this direction, you know the wall's coming up soon if you're going back. So you got to take a peek, look at the ball, take a peek. It's just, like I said, have an instinct. Just being aware of your surroundings, basically.
Well, you was in a different surroundings coming out of West Memphis, and let's just be real. West Memphis, for those of you who don't know, it's in Arkansas, but if you cross the bridge, you're in Memphis. It's really all kind of the Memphis area. Am I saying that correctly? Because if you're in West Memphis, you really live in Memphis. And let's just be real. Memphis is not a hotbed for baseball talent. So all through your high school career, you're pulling off impressive things. I mean, all regional tournament players, MVP. I mean, you're killing the game. And nobody's showing you any love. You end your senior season, and there's not anybody. There's no callers. There's no phone calls. There's nobody saying, hey, we want you to come play for us. So walk us through what that process from being unrecruited to getting to the University of Arkansas, by the way. And then we're going to get this thing going. But goodness, man, that part of the story right now, speaking of crying, Kevin, that brought tears to my eyes when I heard that part of the story, man. Tell us what happened.
Man, yeah, so like you said, baseball in West Memphis is really not huge or anything. It's really a basketball, football, heavy city. But with baseball, for me, I just continue to go out there and play every game like it's my last. Because, you know, I like to compete, go out there with a mindset that we're going to try to win this game no matter what. The baseball team for the high school that I went to We really wasn't the best team in the league. We progressed each year, but we started off having 2 wins my freshman year, and we didn't have a winning record until my senior year. And that was the first year that we made it to the state tournament. And in the first game of the state tournament, and I had a crazy story. We had about 5 guys that they got in trouble the night before with some alcohol in the room, and coach suspended them for the game. And so I had to go out. We had to go out there and actually play the game, knowing that it was our first time making it to the state tournament for 8 years prior to that year. And we went out there and balled out, but we still lost about 10-1. And that's the game that everything happened. Came all full circle. A scout saw me play, who recently had played at the University of Arkansas, gave us his contact information. And he reached out to us like a week later and told us that he was going to introduce me to the coaching staff up there at the University of Arkansas.
But the adversity didn't start there. You go to this big Power 5 school. You're doing your thing. You're showcasing your skills, but it's still not enough. It offers on a year-to-year basis. You still got to find your path, man. So now you go to a JUCO. But in most cases, people will say, oh, you know what? I had my chance. I'm going to throw it all away. I'm just going to finish playing. And, you know, I'm going to go be an accountant for somebody. But no, man, you go to JUCO and you bust a head. I'm talking about you became a different player, man. What did you take some truth serum? I mean, did you take the red or the blue pill, man? What happened that made you become that beast in JUCO?
Man, it was just literally me knowing where I was at and knowing where I was trying to go. That year was going to be my first year being draft eligible. So, meaning after the season, I was going to be able to be drafted and picked up by a major league team. So, I knew that was at stake. Then again, I'm trying to go back to a Division I program if I don't get drafted. So, I know this is a really big year for me. So, we was locked in. Every game, we going out there, giving it our all, playing it like it's our last game, man. That's all it did. That's all I did. And man, like you said,
JUCO All-American. Yeah, you was a JUCO All-American. Like I said again, you started winning tournament MVPs. I mean, I'm just talking about you were hitting for contact and just killing them. I'm talking about ribbies everywhere, RBIs everywhere. But man, so you go to Purdue, you play at Purdue. So y'all, I'm trying to take y'all somewhere. I'm trying to take y'all down a journey. Y'all ain't understanding what this kid done been through below me and how we got to this point. But you grind your butt off, you get to Purdue, you do your thing, and all of a sudden draft nights come along. And people like you and me, we don't get to have these types of experiences. You know what I'm talking about? A little kid that came out of West Memphis, Arkansas, is about to hear their name called in the Major League Baseball draft. What was that? Bruh, tell us about that night. And what was going on when you finally found out that you got your name called? Because, I mean, you could have just walked on, but you got your name called, the opportunity to go play for minor league baseball.
Man, it was a dream come true. I was with the family. We were up there in West Lafayette, Indiana. We were spending time with my coaches at Purdue. And we were watching the draft. It was the third day, 19th round. 18th round came up. My name got called in the 19th round. All tears of joy after that.
You was crying
for celebration.
Hey, you start dancing.
I start dancing. Yeah, I hear some dance moves over that room now.
Oh yeah. Man, did like your whole career kind of come into retrospect at that point? One moment, man, did you think about like from the point your brothers got kicked off the team the night of the state championship and tournament and you had to go do it the hard way? You go to Arkansas, you go, like, did it all just fall into perspective for you that when your name got called?
Absolutely. I told myself, man, all the work you have put in is paying off. You continue to trust the process and put God first before anything. And went out there and balled out, continue to go out there and be you. And look at God. He made something happen. And now I did tell myself, now all that's in the past. Now we restarting, we got somewhere else that we gotta go or trying to get to. So we gotta continue to put in that work.
and you all continue to put in that work. There's a picture on your IG page of you doing a Superman, catching the ball. And I'm just imagining what happens when you hit that ground, dog. You was literally, I'm talking about, you was level, like, you were level like this, catching that ball. I'm like, ooh, that's filthy. That's nasty. That's nasty, dog. That's that sports in the top 10. You know, if they had the camera, they would have sent you, man. But bro, what is that minor league life like? I've heard about crazy hotel rooms. We've heard about some crazy road junk. What do they call groupies? I mean, I just heard that being on the road in the MLB or the minor league is just a total different experience. You never at home. You know what I'm talking about? Injuries ain't treated the same way because you in the minor leagues, you're trying to play. If you don't play, you don't get the looks. You can't get the opportunities. So people playing through injuries and everything, man, what has your journey been like in the minor league so far?
Man, for me, it's been a grind because, like you said, the minor leagues, it's a grind. It's 6 days out of a week, just straight baseball. We get up there every day around noon, and we're there till after the game. And that could be as late as 11 o'clock. We can get back at home, p.m. Yeah, and that's 6 days out of a week. And then it's just straight baseball. So we work out, play ball, get to play the same teams over and over in the league that we played in the California League. We played, I think it was like 18, and we would play – it was two divisions, and we were in one division. So we would play three teams the majority of the season, six days out of a week. So it kind of gets boring, but at the same time, you have to come to the field knowing that if you're thinking that it gets boring and that's going to affect your performance, you got to figure out a way to get your mindset to click to where you got to do what you got to do so you can get to where you want to go and be successful. That's what I say to myself every day or any time that I feel like I'm tired or I don't feel like playing today, man. You better get up. You used to pray for times like this. You feel me?
That's it. This is what it's all came to. Now, there's a picture of you. You're sharp dressed and you got a lot of rings on your fingers, man. It seems like you found a way, a knack for winning. You become the champ. Y'all won that California League, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this. You ended up winning that league. You became a champion. How do you win these rings, man? What is it about you and the program that you've been a part of to where y'all find success and win?
Man, it's just all the teammates, every teammate, I feel like we trust each other. Everybody knows their role. They don't try to do too much. We all click together out on and off the field. And we really just, man, like you just compete. If you're a competitor, we love to compete. And me personally, I feel like I just bring the energy. So everybody, I feel like when I walk into a room, I can bring positive energy to where everybody can feel comfortable. You know, be yourself, man. Be yourself. We don't need nobody holding back on what your full potential could be just because you're shy or such and such, man. Come on. Let's go put this work in and go get these W's.
Well, I know the ladies out there going to appreciate this question. What is Curtis Washington Jr. doing on that seventh day when he's not playing baseball? Look at the smile, KT. What is Curtis Washington Jr. doing on his off day, man? Yeah, I'm going to get you in trouble on this one, man.
All right, so I'll wake up. I'll try to cook some breakfast. And most of the time, I'm just literally playing a game or hanging out with my friends. We'll go shopping. I've actually started to try to get into some golfing. Some of my teammates, they really into golfing. So we've been starting to do a little bit of golfing. And I love to shop. So I do like to go shopping. But really, I just like on my off days during the season, I'm just sitting at home, not doing anything, playing a game, resting up, getting ready for the next week or the next
year. Right. That's awesome, man. Well, look, we're gonna keep this thing pushing, but bro, I don't think I did the service to how amazing your story is, dude. Like, there's not too many. You are one of one. You truly are one of one. Not too many people can go through what you've been through. I mean, dog, you a special cat, bro. You a super special cat. All right, well, welcome to the championship rounds. We're going to do this one round for the money. All right. Today, we're going to do one round for the money, Curtis. I don't know if those of you who watch the show normally, we do a version of Would You Rather, and we put it on steroids. So our last round is always our favorite round. And why? Because Kevin and I are both sneakerheads. We go live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Part of that live show, I do a drop called the, I do a segment called The Drop, and it's all about new sneakers that's coming out. So Curtis said he was a sneakerhead. So we said, you know what, we got to do this part of the show for this guy tonight to just to prove a point to see which one of us are the better sneakerheads in the family. Okay, Curtis. So the rules are super simple. I'm going to count down to three, count down from three, and you're going to say, hold that sneaker, okay? And when you say that, Kevin and I, before the show, we went into our personal collections and we pulled out a pair of shoes that we thought that you would have a lot of respect for, okay? So okay. On the count of three, you ready? Whichever one you select will win this game. It's one and it's one and done, all right? One to take all. Right. All. Here
I
we go.
Which one I like the best?
You got to choose either the mouth of the south or the head coach, okay?
I like this. Let's do it.
3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker.
I see what you did there, B. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I had to go with them. I had to go with the nuts colors, man. I had to know if I show up at the game, what am I wearing?
Hey, yeah, I'm going to see you again now.
Ah, the Modesto nuts!
Yes! I like the blue color. That's perfect for this one. Champion.
The champ is here! Curtis, I'm gonna hand this to you, Curtis.
I'm gonna knock it down, too. As soon as you try to pass, I'm not gonna knock it down.
Grizz are a very valid choice as well.
Yeah, they are. Don't do that, Curtis.
I got to do it. I just gave it to you.
You know what I'm saying? You chose, which it went perfect with your outfit, so the uniform, so I can't hate on that.
It go good with us too, KT. I'm going to have to wear these this summer. You know what you got next?
I never want to see those shoes again, B. Jones.
Shout out to the Modesto Nuts, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a nutty kind of guy. All right, here we go, Curtis. We talked about the past. We touched on your amazing journey, brother, but we got to tell them what the future holds. That's the point. The whole purpose of this show is about giving people that inspiration to look forward to the future, that if you can do it, then they can do it, right? And you told them how you did it, and now they got to do it. But we got to ask in your own words, man, what are you looking forward to? What is the vision for your career? What are you looking most forward to in Curtis Washington Jr.'s journey?
I'm looking forward to being able to tell or look at myself, sit down, and be like, say, like from 5 years from now. 5 years from now, I see myself as a big leaguer. Seeing myself in the big leagues, looking back to days like this, to where I'm worried about the future, kind of, but I'm really just, like I said, trusting the process, continue to wake up every day with a purpose, put in that work, don't take no days off, continue to show my growth on the field and off the field. And hey, just continue to grow each and every day.
Man, have you ever envisioned yourself being that kid, like when you was a little kid playing in the World Series and playing in a major championship game, brother?
I have chills down my arm if I see myself, or being, better yet, seeing myself playing out there on the field in the World Series, in the playoffs, in a big league game with the stands full, it's sold out. They screaming, you can barely hear yourself think. That, like, that's the stuff that I dream about each and every night. I got to get there. We got to feel it.
All right. Do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Man, shout out to Tawana Smith and the crew at the Athletes Nexus. Like you said, this wouldn't have happened without them. Thank you so much for everything that y'all have done. Shout out to the Modesto Nuts. Shout out to the Seattle Mariners. Shout out to my family, my mom, my dad, my grandmother. I love you all dearly. And this is just boy CWJ. We moving. We got motion.
All right, Curtis, this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story, and I want you to do the same thing. With that said, who are you calling out? Who should have next?
I'm going to call out former TCU Frog Austin Davis, and I'm going to call out former South Alabama and Purdue Boilermaker Miles Simington.
All right, Simington and Davis, y'all are both officially on the clock. Let the world know that you are up next. Your time is now, my peoples, and we're going to get y'all on the show and talk about your incredible journey and what's cracking with you. But Curtis Washington Jr., Swaggy C, you got next. You are the truth, man. You are unstoppable. You are en fuego, on fire, a man amongst boys, brother. And just your heart, your soul, your spirit is bigger than life. You are a superhero to us. You are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh my God, back at it again. Oh man, hey. I love doing this show. And I definitely love stories like this one today. If we could go an hour, I promise y'all we would have went an hour and talked to this young man. Curtis, we got to get you back on here in the next season, season 5. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what the theme is going to be, but we got to get live 5, all right? We got to get you back on this thing, and we're going to keep that story rolling. Listen, we want to thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. Y'all know what it is. Y'all need to stop playing with us and start praying with us. Either you win with us or you watch us win. It don't matter. But we coming. We coming for the crown. And we coming and we need y'all to show us some love. So make sure you do those big three things. Smash that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Send this to all your people and tap in with us on our social pages. We drop content every single day. And not just the stories about Curtis. We got all kind of All-American stories and underdogs and inspiration coming. So at Sports Life Talk, all one word. Make sure you tap in with us. Now listen, Davis and Simington got invited to the show. They got their automatic seat. So we're going to dedicate a hold the spot for them if they want to be on the show. But you may have a story yourself that needs to be told, and we want to hear it. Make sure you go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. Smash on the nominations tab and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you feel like you got up next, why you think you a mama, because we told you it's only mamas only. And listen, we told you come hang out with us Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. It's not just about sports. We talk about all kind of funny stuff. We got two more co-hosts that are easy on the eyes, if you know what I mean. And y'all can come hang out. We laugh, we play, we have a good time. It's great entertainment Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And for all my podcast lovers out there, that's right, you watching this on YouTube, we appreciate you, but take You Got Next on the go. I'm a podcast lover myself, right? Listen to us in the car, listen to us in the gym, in the locker room, in the classroom, in the kitchen. It doesn't matter. Take You Got Next on the go. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, you can listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South B-Zones and the velvet tones of the head coach KT. Kev, I don't know. I feel like we had a good episode, sir. We got another win in the moment of truth. Thank you to you, sir. But dancers prevailed and my sneakers prevailed. So I'm feeling pretty good. All right, KT, man, sign us off, dog.
I was having a really good time up until that, you know, that brief championship rounds, B. Jones. But I can't hate on the shoe choice, but I will. But Curtis, thank you so much for rocking with us, man. Whatever you need from us, please let us know. And we got you back.
And Curtis, I appreciate you guys for having me on today, man.
We appreciate you, brother. People that's watching this, I want to make sure y'all notate that it's about 45 degrees, and he been sitting outside just to tell y'all his story. So y'all make sure. Too. Hey, no sleeves. That man, hey, soldiered up. He soldiered up with just a beanie.
Working on some ice baths, man. Get your mind right.
Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, y'all, because you never know, your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next.
You did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hot in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talky mushroom, you want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah, you got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. What comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah, if you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah, if you got next, then you know. talking sports life, talking this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sports life, talking this.